God lives and works today. Whoever has experienced this once, yes, whoever experiences this daily, can't help but rejoice and praise God, for God is truly faithful. However, perhaps you are thinking sadly, how can I experience God's reality? My life knows nothing of God's faithfulness. If these have ever been your thoughts, listen to today's meditation by Basilea Schlink. The singer of the 71st Psalm proclaims, I will praise thee with the harp for thy faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praise with the harp, O Holy One of Israel.
I come ever singing, the very air is ringing. Our Father in heaven is loving all love. A heart full of kindness, a heart of love and goodness, the heart of the Godhead, and I am his child.
God has many different names which express his nature. But when we look back on our earthly life, we will praise one name especially in all eternity. It is his name, Yea and Amen. In it, we catch a glimpse of the faithfulness of God. Before we see any help or solution to our problems, we should begin to praise this name, for it is a weapon with which we can confront the enemy whenever he wants to tempt us to doubt in God's ability to complete his work.
Yes, the enemy tries to make us believe that God's help won't come, that his promises won't be fulfilled, and that we won't reach the goal after all. But we have the power to make all of these temptations go away. We need only sing in faith before we can see the help or solution.
God's name is Yea and Amen. His holy name be Lord and praise. He does whatever he says.
When we praise aloud that God's name is Yea and Amen, proclaiming that he can't deny himself, that his whole nature is faithfulness, and that he keeps his word, then we will experience it.
However, we must hold up his word to him, like Romans 9, verse 33, and he who believes in him will not be put to shame. Or Philippians 1, 6, I am sure that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Or 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, God is faithful and will not let you be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Whoever takes hold of the promises of God in solid faith, not letting go until he sees their fulfillment, will truly experience the faithfulness of God. For God's name is Yea and Amen.
God's name is Yea.
You have been listening to a program written by Basilea Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.